Okay, let's start. This is Emily Shen, and today is really my honor to welcome Cecilia Wang and share her teaching philosophy and idea upon what does a good language teaching look like. Hi, Cecilia.
Hi.
So my first question is, what does a good language teaching look like to you?
That's a good question. I think it depends. It depends on like the level that you are teaching. Like I was, I'm teaching high school, secondary. So to me, at this level, I think good teaching is we're not only teaching the language itself, but also teaching students like how to learn a language or the meta-linguistic cognition when they are learning a language. So it's not only they learn a different language, it's also like they learn how to learn a different language, and they learn the commons and differences between languages.
Okay. So, since I know that right now you are teaching Chinese at a local high school, so my question is, what is your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy is, is to teach students to learn instead of the knowledge itself. So that's like kind of like aligned to what I just said about a good language teaching. So in my teaching, I always tell students more, not about the knowledge itself, it's also like how you can get that knowledge, and it's more about the skills and strategies, not only about the content. So I want prepare and equip my students that they can have the ability of learn by themselves eventually, through my teaching, because I'm not going to be their teacher forever. So, I think my philosophy is to teach them how to learn, or become a lifetime learner, is the most important thing to me.
Okay, so it's just like, to echo the old Chinese saying, like, to give someone a fish is not better than teach someone how to fish.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
Okay, so the next question is, based on your teaching experience, do you think there exists a huge difference between Chinese teaching and English teaching? If yes, can you name one or two and elaborate a little bit?
Well, that's a good question. I think when you say, is there a huge difference between two languages? Of course, yes. I taught English before. I'm teaching Chinese. I speak both languages. So I know that there are huge differences between two languages. But when it comes to teaching these two languages, there's a lot of things that I think there's more that are in common than different. Like you still need to teach vocabulary, you need to teach students the four area of skills, listening, speaking, writing, and reading. You also need to teach them how to structure a sentence, how to compose a paragraph, and you are also teaching them how to use the patterns or the structure that they learn in their daily life. So I think in a world, so like the languages are different, but there's a lot of things that are in common between teaching languages.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you study at Peabody College before, and also your direction focus on English language learners. So do you think the methodologies that you learned, which were supposed to assist you in teaching English and are transferable to Chinese teaching since you said there are a lot of commonplaces between Chinese teaching and English teaching. So what are some like transferable methodologies between those two?
To me, there's a lot. I spent my 2 years in Vanderbilt, especially my second year working with Dr. Jimenez. We talk a lot about the metalinguistic, which was a term I just mentioned. It's like the underlying common areas between different languages. So English and Chinese are two total different languages. One is alphabetic, one is pictographic. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot common areas underlying the language itself, like we're greeting people the same way, we answer the phone calls the same way, we're making appointment the same way. So that's what I learned from my master classes. The metalinguistic theory makes me trying to, or like working towards finding the commons and differences between these two languages, and then try my best to help my student understand that there are things that are in common between languages, and I think the things that we learn about how students develop their knowledge, how they build their skills, those teaching strategies and developmental psychologies are also transferable in, I think, all subject areas.
Mm. Okay, so here is the last question. Do you think your experience of teaching Chinese state sites has brought anything novel that you think might be useful if you will teach English in the future and vice versa? Has your previous English teaching experience helped you to shape your current Chinese teaching methodology?
That's an interesting question. Well, I probably want to say yes, because I've learned a lot this year. Like, this is my second year teaching in the States. I've learned a lot from the real teaching experience, which was not something that we learn in class. It's like you walk in the class. I think I learned the most valuable thing I learned is about the students. Like, you need to know more about the students. Like, all the lessons should be built on the students, their skills, their abilities, their learning preference, their learning styles. There was one interesting thing that is like, we won't talk about this in class, that students are different when they are in the first class in the morning, second class in the morning, the class before lunch, the class after lunch, or the extra short class at the end of the day. So I think I will, if I teach English future, I probably will still put my focus on the students and design my curriculum or classes based on the students' needs, like more student-centered. I came from China, which was very different style of education or instruction. But I also learned a lot from my English teaching experience, because I used to talk seniors and they spend their last year preparing for a college entrance test. So I was like good at those learning strategies, or like how to make conclusions, how to get those patterns from so like I'm good at
clutching the points that are waiting to be tested.
No, not like that. It's more like I know how to do it, like
to prepare them for test.
No, it's not to prepare them for test. It's like a smarter way of learning. Like, here is the pattern that you can follow. Or like, okay, here is, like, I can give you a specific example. Like, when I was teaching the time phrase in Chinese, it's like, because it is different in English, like English put the time phrase at the end of sentence, but Chinese usually put it at the beginning. So this is kind of like something that I can tell students, like, here is a tip, or here is a strategy, or here is some tools that you can use when you are studying. Or I can also tell them, like, here are the steps that you're going to do when you do reading. Or here are something that when you compose a paragraph. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a skill or a strategy about learning because I taught seniors.
Okay. Thank you so much for your cooperation and your answers. And thank you so much. That's it.